Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.
We're putting the band back together. You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
We'll do it live. Nope. We'll do it live! Fuck it!
They came to work every day, and there were no days off!
The show goes on!
Right now, in over us, it's looking good, and here we are in Washington. And I'm the last time Washington won a wild card game, won a playoff game, was 2005 here. Chance to do it with Gonzalez. From 37 to send Washington to the final eight.
Unbelievable indeed. The doink heard round the DMV. Andy. How about that last night, huh?
How about that? I was just going to ask you, how did locker cleanout go for your favorite football team today?
Locker cleanout day for the Green Bay Packers was full of some news, interesting news. I'm glad you asked. Jair Alexander would not talk to reporters, says he doesn't know if he's going to be there next year. Some people thought that was not professional of him. I didn't really give a shit. I told my young producer, I said, you know, they make even bigger assholes in sports now. This does not even qualify. Keyshawn Nixon, the guy who fumbled to start the game, says he doesn't want to return kicks anymore because he wants to be a cornerback one. So you asked, and I answered, and I do that for a reason. I'm happy for you guys, but listen up, motherfuckers. This last year, the Packers were through to the next round, and you guys were picking lint out of your navel, thinking about who you're going to hire as your head coach. Just saying.
Yeah, and look at what's happened in a very short period of time.
And I am happy. So don't start chirping me. Well, how was locker clean out today? I mean, but you know, Andy, a little bit of fortune and you turn into an asshole sometimes.
Been a long time since you can chirp. I know.
And here you are. Instead, you could have responded anyway to me opening with that highlight. You could have said, man, oh man, I've watched Redskin football team commander games my whole life. That's right up there. No, instead, you went the low route. You instead tried to jab me.
Well, I was hiding in the bushes. I wanted
you were you wanted to snipe
me. The big surprise when you came home.
Well, it was a hell of a game, and thank God for it, because otherwise, Wild Card Weekend was a dud in terms of exciting, tight games. But look, this is not—we're not guaranteed close games all the time. No matter what some people think about the league putting their thumb on the scale to manipulate things to be close. This is often the weekend where the pretenders get sorted out pretty quickly from the contenders. The question is, what are the Commanders? I guess we're going to find out on Saturday night in Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, look, this has been an unbelievable run, not just the latest game, but that's five straight games which were decided on the last play.
Five straight games.
Yeah. The game that had the most time left on the clock when it was decided was 6 seconds when they beat Philadelphia. This shouldn't be happening. It's impossible almost, but it's real. And you got a rookie quarterback who looks like a veteran, like Joe Montana.
He is amazing. So the five games walking backwards, as I look at them here, you've got the game against the Buccaneers that just happened. More on that in a second. The Dallas game came down to a end of the game touchdown in the back of the end zone. Was there zeros on the clock, or was it like couple seconds? There's a couple seconds left because you could have kicked the field goal to tie.
Yeah, it was 3 seconds. Marcus Mariota was the quarterback, to be fair. But
but that's actually it's a positive thing. It meant he was ready for his moment.
Yeah, he was. And that's been an unbelievable relationship, too, that you have kind of the failed Jaden Daniels, also the number two pick of the draft, also a Heisman Trophy winner, who didn't have the career that Jaden appears like he's going to have, yet he's been a great mentor. And when needed, has stepped in and played and played well. So
the very week before on Mariota, Jaden Daniels goes down after a hard hit late as they're rallying in overtime against the Falcons. And he goes over during a stoppage, during a timeout, picks him up and reportedly says, go use your talents, young man. Go win the game, which is exactly what he did. Great supportive backup quarterback somewhere in heaven. Babe Laufenberg is smiling.
I think he's alive. Why are you killing him?
Babe Laufenberg is alive and never actually took a regular season snap.
I know, but Babe was always the backup quarterback favorite in Washington, right?
He was the August hero.
The August Cinderella.
August quarterback they ever had.
Yes, exactly. The previous week, they beat Philadelphia after Hurts went out with a concussion, 36-33. And that was a touchdown pass to
Jamison Crowder.
In the end zone with how many seconds left?
6 seconds.
And then the week before, they beat New Orleans at New Orleans 20-19. And I forget how that game ended.
That New Orleans scored a touchdown with no time left.
And they went for two.
Final play. But they went for two, and their play was knocked away. And so they held on to win.
That's right. Holy shit. And now this. Five straight weeks, thrill ride games.
Well, it's look, you know what I liken it to? It's like someone gets sent to prison 25 years for a crime he didn't commit, and they let him out and they give him compensation, $3 million for, you know, the time he spent in jail. This is kind of like what this is. The Dan Snyder era ends, and you get a reward like this. It's incredible.
It is incredible, and I just look at you guys in media in the D.C. area, and I say, good for you guys. It's Andy Dufresne, hands skyward, being washed clean by the rain after crawling through miles of shit in a tunnel known as the Dan Snyder era. And had this all been happening with Snyder sitting up in the booth, which it wouldn't, because he had a penchant for hiring the wrong guys and meddling, and just he didn't get it. So they would never be poised to be this good. If it was by some miracle still Snyder up there, that would taint the experience to a certain extent, I believe.
No question. As a matter of fact, I had this conversation with another fan today. And actually, if you look back at the RG3 year, if you replace RG3 with Jaden Daniels, if he's not a
narcissist and someone who was more interested in showing off his biceps than spending time in the tape room. Uh-huh. You know, with a coaching staff with Mike Shanahan put together, which may be the best of all time if you look at
the coaches
he had populating the league.
That's a good point.
They could have had this success, and to see that little monster reveling in it would have tainted it. Yes,
totally.
No question.
Right. It's not just great for you guys that they're good and that they're fun and that they're a team, capital T, coming together, pulling together, that they are this collection of kind of misfit toys. The 78-year-old Bobby Wagner still viable as a player. I remember they signed him 2 years ago, right?
No, they signed him just this year, and it's a one-year deal.
They did. Okay, I thought it was the years go by fast. I remember when they signed him, and I said to myself, he's fucking done. What are you talking about? No, he's not. He fucking can still play old Bobby Wagner, which is fun to watch. But you got guys like him and Zach Ertz. It's a grab this guy, grab that guy. Austin Eckler.
Ertz got a job last year.
I know.
I said the same thing you said about Wagner with Ertz. He was cut last year, didn't play the second half of the season. You know, this is like a rusted out Chevy sitting on the side of the road. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And guys like Eckler, who I saw the viral clip of him with his apartment and his car in snow. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. No.
So Eckler said, well, he does a little shot for social media and he goes, well, I played for 7 years in Southern California. Never thought I would need an ice scraper, but I guess I do now. And he then points the camera at his car after our snowstorm last week. And he laughed. And people were like, bro, where do you live? And he said, I rent an apartment. And wow. They're like, with outdoor parking? And he's like, yeah. Why spend the money?
Good for him.
But yeah,
man,
so
after my own heart.
Exactly. So he was hurt for a long stretch. There had a concussion, right?
Yeah, two of them this year.
And could have packed it in, could have said, you know what, this is not worth it. But worked his way back, went through all the protocols, and boy, was he fucking big for you guys on Sunday night.
Yeah, he's been a big addition. And it's another guy that you're talking about that other teams looked at and said, yeah, probably done. And credit Adam Peters. I mean, he took a hatchet to this roster. And
they looked at all the guys that the Ron Rivera team, including the two Martys, put together and said, you guys suck. Get out. Such bad drafting by that regime.
The best soundbite of the year happened in early January when Peters was hired. And, you know, he put on the suit and answered all the questions. And David Aldridge said, what do you think of the current roster? The pause, and I've timed this out, was 3.5 seconds.
Wow.
Before he said, well, there are some pieces here.
You could have driven a truck through the pause while he thought, okay, how do I want to put this? Because normally guys would do the perfunctory, oh, no, we got guys here. We got guys who are eager. We're looking forward to it. No, he was like, pause. What do you think of the roster? The hamster wheel in his head was going, it's a shit show.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. And the fact that all four number one picks that were made during the Ron Rivera 4 years are gone, two of them simply released. It's amazing.
It is amazing. So let's talk Rivera for a second. Quinn for a second.
Yeah.
In comparison to Ron Rivera, I assume you have a high regard and liking for both what Quinn is doing and his overall mojo as a head coach again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, to be fair to Rivera, although he did take the job, he was so in over his head trying to run the whole show. Dan Quinn is just, and I put just in air quotes, but he is coaching the team. And that's really what a coach should do in a real football operation, which this now suddenly is after a quarter century of being Danny's little play toy here.
Right.
They've got a real general manager. They've got now a team president. They got rid of Jason Wright. They've got the guy who ran Campbell's Soup coming in. They have
the soup Nazi.
Yeah. They have a revamped scouting staff. They used to have these guys that the coaches would change all the time. The scouts would stay the same. And you go, well, these guys must suck because they can't pick anybody. No.
Right.
The new coaches don't listen to the scouting staff. And I'm thinking, oh, God, what is this? So they have just totally redone everything. They've got Magic Johnson as sort of a feel good, you know, owner there. He showed up at the game the other night and was hugging it out with some of the players and everything. There, it's just a totally different vibe.
Yeah. There really is no natural connection of Irvin Johnson and the Commanders other than he wanted to buy a chunk of a team and he had a chance to do so.
Well, like, Josh Harris, who owns the Sixers, had reached out to him.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is for those that might wonder, like, wow, did Magic, you know, grow up? And no, he didn't grow up, not from the DMV, has no real connection. And
no,
Andy,
does.
What's that?
He has businesses here. He has put
businesses anywhere.
And black-owned communities. No, but at one time, there was some discussion that he might actually play for the Wizards or the Bullets. Or
I don't remember that.
Yeah, late in his career.
So. I don't say it as any kind of knock. I just want to point out that this is a wonderful artifact of a new day and a new ownership group that you've got a very likable global icon like Magic Johnson associated with a team when he has no natural association. Like he's there because he wants to be there, and he's given a nice shine and gleam to the whole thing, which just is such a refreshing bath and shower and deodorant to the Dan Snyder hell years. And that's what it was. Back to Quinn for a second. So normally guys who are backward hat goatee guys are instantly hateable. They just are. Let's not kid ourselves. Backward hat, goatee. Okay, dude. All right, bro. What's your story? But to me, Quinn carries himself with a humility that I appreciate. And unlike Rivera, isn't a fucking liar to the media all the time. I really grew to loathe Rivera, Andy.
Well,
loathe
okay.
him.
And you also have to recognize that there isn't a lot to lie about right now. I mean, remember who
I don't
Rivera
care.
Was working for. Who, yeah, but
I know, but he was such a fraud, Rivera. He was so bad in every way. Like Quinn, he did not call plays, and he would just have to be the sideline CEO, and yet he made routinely the most shitty X and O strategic decisions, clock management ever. Quinn is really good at it. Here's a tweet I want to read. This is from Mark Bullock on Twitter. I think Dan Quinn deserves so much credit for his game management skills as a CEO-style head coach, meaning he doesn't call plays. He needs to be on top of game management, and he's been great at it, knowing exactly when to go for it on fourth down, when to go for two instead of one, timeout usage, etc. Others should take note. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's had some, you know, questionable time management things, but yes, I'd say overall that's true, and he sticks to his guns. I've never seen this before. They went on fourth down 5 times, passing up 4 times, makeable field goals, a couple of them chip shots, and they missed on 2. So 2 of the 4th downs they didn't convert, but if you do the math, if they go 4 for 4 on the field goals, that's 12 points. They scored 2 touchdowns. That's 14 points. So
it worked out
ahead.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing about going for it. Statistically, the analytics people will say you should go for it more often. And I always say yes, because they're talking about long run probabilities. Well, normally in a game, you're not going to get 4 of those to go for. You might get 1 or 2. And so if you're wrong on the 1 or 2, you're going to end up worse off than kicking the field goals. But they had a high volume of those, so it was smart to keep going for it because the odds were going to work in your favor, and they did.
And you got a quarterback. If everything breaks down, he can take off and run, and he's got a pretty good chance of getting the first down.
Yes, including on the 3rd down play that let them wind the clock all the way to like 0. I forget who it was for the Buccaneers. This young guy who's really fast and tough, who was wreaking havoc for them on their D-line, he had Daniels dead to rights for a 4-yard loss.
He was left with the towel.
Left with the towel.
He grabbed the towel and Daniels got the first down.
I watched that play and I go, like, he's a fucking ghost. You just went to grab him and it turned into a puff of smoke right there. So, and then going for it is also good when you've got Zane Gonzalez as your kicker. The 6th kicker on the season, if you count Brandon McManus, who started the year on the roster, then got cut after the controversy flared up. And, of course, he missed a big kick for the Packers, second one all year, right when he had not missed for months at a time. But Zane Gonzalez is the sixth kicker. We presided over the five-kicker year, you and I, when we were doing the sports reporters. Do you remember the five kickers that year?
Let's see. Brett Conway was one.
Conway begat Husted. Husted begat Heppner. Heppner begat, who was the veteran guy? Murray.
Yeah, Eddie Murray. Was he in there? Yeah, I guess so.
And then I think Murray begat Bentley. I think he was in there
Bentley,
as well.
Yes, Bentley was the guy who was like on the cover of Sports Illustrated who was going to
change
the
Florida State.
Florida State, yeah.
A kicker. This guy's going to be amazing. He's a kicker, people. Relax.
Well, so they had all six wide rights, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Those big field goals, yeah.
So you had six kickers this year, and this guy, Zane Gonzalez, has been open about his battles with OCD.
Right.
Obsessive compulsive disorder, which has actually been removed from the DSM manual on psychological disorders. They're trying to destigmatize it. He's talked about it, but man, you watch him, which NBC after the game did a great thing. They showed him before the kick. This was well after the interview. His game was over. I'm sure you'd already gone to brush your teeth and tuck yourself in, but they showed him fiddling with his socks, Andy.
Oh, I did see that. Yes, I saw that.
Yes.
As I was brushing. I did see that, yes.
on both feet, he's taking one shoe off, and he's like, this sock doesn't feel right. He's like scrunching it around, and then he puts it on, and then he goes to the other shoe. This one's not right either. When he goes to put his helmet on, he'll do like a brush of his hair, helmet on, no wait, helmet off, brush his hair. His hair is short. There's really nothing to brush.
I know. The two kicks he had missed all year were in a game that they blew out Tennessee that it didn't matter. But I saw that for the first time. And I thought, oh, my God, they may have to find another kicker.
I mean, this guy... poor guy, I don't think he had OCD prior to becoming a place kicker, did he?
I don't know. I think he
Or
said
did
he,
it induce him into he, OCD?
No. He was actually drafted by the Cleveland Browns, like in the seventh round. And he had such a good college career. He said he thought that the OCD actually dropped him a little bit in the draft. I don't know. Drafting a kicker is not a smart thing anyway, but that was part of the picture for him coming out of college.
I mean, OCD is a horrible condition. I feel for anybody who has it. You remember the former game show host Ray Combs, who was host of the new Family Feud? He died by suicide because he had OCD. He had tried to commit suicide several weeks before he ended up doing it by being found having bashed his head in with a rock.
Ooh.
He had this thing. I remember reading a story about him, and they said that, you know, his OCD was so bad. He had this beautiful house in California with these oriental rugs that had little fringe tassels around it, and he would straighten them out by hand, leave the house, get in his car, get out of his car, come back in the house, and then re-straighten some of the tassels on the rugs. And I'm like, for fuck's sake, get different rugs. Get wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yeah, that's a shame. Did you ever see the movie As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
That's a pretty good movie.
Was that about OCD?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's
Nicholson had OCD in that one?
Oh, yeah. That was the big plot of the movie, that he had OCD. Remember, he was changing all the soap all the time.
Oh, right. Yeah, I just remember the great line about how do you write women, because he was an author. First, he goes, well, I think of a man, and then I remove accountability and reason, and then he slams the door on Jodie Foster's character. I think it was Jodie Foster.
I think it was Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt, yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. How do you write, because he's an author that would write books about women, how do you write women so well? Well, I think of a man, and then I remove accountability. Okay, we might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. use the funds on other bets, or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for a customized, affordable life insurance plan. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's selectquote.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Zabe. Hey, everybody, El Baldo here. Look, I know what you're thinking. Pretty ironic having me talk about hair loss prevention, right? Well, my hairline is long gone. Maybe there's still hope for yours. In fact, I think there is. Let me tell you, if I'd known about Hims back in the day, who knows? I could have been a player, Jerry. Maybe I wouldn't be rocking the chrome dome now. But here's the deal. Hair loss isn't fun to talk about, but Hims makes dealing with it incredibly easy. No awkward doctor visits, no uncomfortable conversations. Just answer a few questions and their medical providers will determine if the treatment is right for you. They've got everything from chewable tablets to sprays and serums using clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can help regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. And get this, they'll ship it right to your door for free if prescribed, all for one low price, no insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Zabe. That's hims.com/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/Zabe. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So anyway, so back to Zane Gonzalez. He doinks it in on the very field and in the very end zone, apparently, as the field goal that never got off due to a bad snap by Dan Turk. Yes. Long snapper of the Redskins back in 03?
No, this was 00. This was the 99 season. Yes.
Right.
Where they had won their first playoff game under the Dan Snyder ownership against an 8-8 Lions team, quarterbacked by Gus Frerotte.
Right.
And they went down to Tampa and had a chance to win that game. I think it was like a 50. Somewhat makeable.
It's a 52-yard field goal, but there was over a minute left, just to be fair, and the snap was bad, the hold never got down, and the field goal was never attempted, and Dan Turk was so distraught by his screw-up in the moment, he reportedly walked home, or walked to the hotel from the stadium, despondent, remember?
Didn't fly back with the team. about a year later, had cancer and was dying and was never contacted by anybody from the organization. That's the Dan Snyder years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Never contacted. Yeah. So a little bit, I mean, if you believe in these kind of things, maybe a little bit of mystic juju there, that it was the same end zone, same field goal, and this time it doinks in for the OCD kid, Zane Gonzalez.
Whew. Nice. Nicely done.
And then there's Jaden Daniels. So I said this last night on Twitter. I go, number five is a problem for the NFC. And here's what I came up with. You tell me if I'm off base here. The NFC has not had a modern unicorn quarterback that is almost a supernatural being like Mahomes or like Josh Allen or like Lamar Jackson that is so good because they can run and they can throw. The last really superstar quarterbacks in the NFC were Breeze and Rodgers, but right. They were pocket snipers, right?
Well, I mean, they could both run, yeah.
Not like Jaden Daniels.
No.
Lamar. Like Josh Allen. These are the modern unicorns that every team is drooling over. How do we get one of those? Because they're such a devastating weapon. This is the first real unicorn I think the NFC has seen in the modern era.
Yeah, I mean, Herm Edwards has talked about him in the same way that Randall Cunningham was talked about.
Well, you're going way back. Now you're skipping over a couple of false unicorns, one of them being RG3. And Jaden Daniels is everything RG3 was supposed to be, including fucking humble, which RG3 right. was not and is not.
Well, that's part of this false narrative about RG3 is everything was going great and he hurt his knee against Seattle. That's not what happened.
No.
He was self-destructive in his own narcissism. And he decided after, not really putting in the time, this guy goes in, Jaden Daniels shows up every day at 5 a.m. to watch tape. RG3 was more interested in making commercials for Gatorade and Adidas and things like that and putting his brand out there. And this is a major difference. And so I think that was something that was a mirage that now has this narrative, oh, he would have been great, one of the all-time greats if he didn't get hurt. No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
So there's that. And this is like they were due. I mean, after all the misery of the last 25 years, they were due for some miracle to happen like this. And it seems to have happened. You cross your fingers because, these guys are always one big injury away. But so far, so good. And as the season has gone on, if you watch him, he's really learned how to protect himself. He doesn't take the big hits that he was taking.
But despite all that, you dodged another bullet in not being in the 1-1 spot because you quite possibly would have taken the hometown kid, Caleb Williams. And
yes,
I can say with great certainty, Caleb Williams will not be as good as Jaden Daniels. I'm not saying he's a bust, but he will not be as good.
Probably not, but my impression from the people I know is that if they were 1-1, they would still have taken Daniels.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That would have taken a lot of spine because the narrative, and you know how the narrative goes in this league, was beating the drum for Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah. 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 But Lewis Riddick is somebody I respect. And Lewis Riddick went to all the pro days for all the top quarterbacks. And he said, if I were the Chicago Bears, I would take Jaden Daniels.
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple guys like that. He was one of them. A couple other guys were like, it's Daniels. He's the guy. Yeah. And the questions were, he runs so amazing, but he's so skinny and slight and whatever. But there's also an element to Daniels, which is amazing in that he doesn't really emote even in the big moments.
Right.
Like, he'll smile after a win like last night, but he doesn't go crazy. The ego in him is robotically non-existent almost. And I hear that he lives with his mother right now.
Yeah. Who's by the way, his agent now. She's certified.
That's great. And saving money.
Yeah.
This is kind of like Lamar Jackson.
It is. And I don't think there's going to be a problem, and it's still far down the road. But when they start talking contract, See, this is the thing about an agent, and you have one, Andy. And I've used one in the past as well.
I know.
And the agents serve this purpose. When the organization that is working out a contract with you, they say things that the agent shields you from. So this is her baby boy. And
who's going to have to hear bad things said about her boy from the other side of the table, because it's just business.
Right. And that is going to be one interesting dynamic.
Yeah, that will be interesting. But just as a comparison in terms of how the two guys are wired between Jaden Daniels and RG3. Jaden Daniels is living with his mom and is totally humble, praises God, just simple, I'm all about football kind of guy. Well, RG3, his rookie year, was happily accepting Dan Snyder's invites to the correspondence dinner on Capitol Hill to, you know, be his, you know, the owner's, you know, plus one, like, look at my famous quarterback friend here, because that was one thing that Snyder liked to do. And he was also fucking an Estonian sprinter from Florida State while his wife was nursing their one-year-old baby out in Ashburn. Right. That's RG3 for you. Never forget that.
And most importantly, from a football standpoint, he used the owner to undermine the coach.
Yes, he
did. You can't do that. You cannot do that.
And the locker room knew it. Didn't they? Yeah. That's why when that dust up happened with the reporters in the locker room and the boom boxes interrupting RG3's little press avail went viral. It was before the Viking game that one year, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why it was more significant than people really understood at the time. The fucking locker room hated him. Cooley told us this off air. He said they hate him in there. You have no idea what he's like.
Oh yeah, one thing that really stood out to me was when Caleb Williams went to his first rookie minicamp, he was named the starting quarterback, and that's something they did with RG3 because he was very nervous about the fact they had taken Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. This guy, he was told, "You're going to have to win the job. You know, Marcus Mariota started in this league. You're going to have to beat him out." He said, "Fine, that's I'm here to compete." He didn't have any problem with it.
Yeah.
So that told you a lot.
Yeah. Just to close this out, the Commanders are 9.5-point underdogs at the Lions.
Oh, is it high that high? I thought it opened at 8.5. It's up to 9.5.
It might be up to 9.5. Chiefs are minus 8 at home against the Texans. And the Bills are 1-point home dogs to the Ravens.
Oh yeah, you watch. Derrick Henry is gonna run through them. Oh my God!
Done not so fast, my friend. Lee Corso style. This Buffalo team is built different, I think.
I understand, but look, I'm too young to have seen Jim Brown play, but I've seen NFL films highlights, and they look an awful lot like Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry's amazing,
and he's got the dual threat. With Lamar, so
if it's
RPO, he pick your poison there. Either one is going to run through you.
Yeah, and the MVP debate from ESPN all week and next week is going to be nauseating. As I said yesterday on this podcast, I'll say it again. I'd have both guys. They're both awesome. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. It's about who do you want for what role. Josh Allen's more like an SUV, and Lamar Jackson's more like a sports car. But fuck it, you can win with either guy. Big.
Sure.
So, all right. And then lastly, one of the lines I love so much from this current run of commercials with Nick Saban is the Airbnb or the Vrbo commercial where the woman says, as he's being a hard ass when they check in, "Is this what he does now?" It's so fucking funny, right? Because she knows he's like this famous coach and now he's just sitting there renting out his house. I use that line a lot. Is this what he's doing now? And I sent you this new venture from Kendrick Perkins. Already he's making a ton of money, more than he should, on ESPN for just spewing half-baked nonsense with his deep South, thick Cajun bearded accent, right? I don't know how Kendrick Perkins talks, but you know, he's got a unique tenor to him. But now he has launched a new pick service called Winnable. WINIBLE, and he sent out Perks Picks for tonight, which is Julian Champagne over 7.5 points, Steph Curry under 6.5 first quarter points, and Karl-Anthony Towns over 39.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Andy, is this what he's doing now?
Somebody's paying him to do it. Why would you turn that down? You know,
because it's embarrassing.
Why? Really? Is that embarrassing? With a network that he works for, where people just shout at each other all day, that's embarrassing. And I think he does have some credibility in that he won a championship with the Boston Celtics. He was a good player.
Do you think he's grinding over the Steph Curry under in the first quarter on points?
I don't think he has any idea what those picks are. They just put his name on it and put them out there. But on the air, I'll give him credit for this. He's a former player who doesn't mind ripping people. And there aren't a lot of former players that do that.
He's also a race baiter. What he did with the Jokic MVP debate was despicable. Let's be honest.
I agree. Yeah.
That said, I mean, you're not talking about a product that may or may not be effective, like, you know, boner pills. These are recommendations to gamble and lose money on shit that's coin flips, and he's putting his name to it. Perks picks.
Well, a lot of NFL guys are doing it too. It's money.
A lot of media people are doing it as well.
There's no work, and you say, yeah, sure.
Now, I don't make picks because my picks suck. I was 1-4. In the wild card round against the spread. You should be fading me to the moon as you listen on Fridays to the subscriber edition of the Zabecast, and you were looking live. But I don't charge for it. I don't say you should pick these. I just pick them on a lark, and I've sucked this year. But if somebody wanted to pay me...
There you go. See?
But I'm not making a ton of money from ESPN. I didn't play in the NBA. You know, where is Kirk Douglas in Wall Street screaming... Something's more important than the size of your wallet.
No. You got the characters.
Michael
That's
Douglas.
Martin Sheen.
Oh, Martin Sheen. The
saying
son.
To his son, Charlie Sheen, who's enamored with Kirk Douglas, you don't judge the
man by the size of his wallet.
Right,
right. Because his old man was an airplane mechanic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they were squeezing the union, and his son was on the other side of the whole equation being a Wall Street shark.
Right, and was getting inside information for Gordon Gekko, as the character was in the movie.
Andy, I love how you watch movies, can quote movies, because my current radio co-host, Brian Butch, God love him, the 7-footer, he hasn't seen shit. He's seen about 6 movies total, which are very random because they were when he was playing international basketball, and he had these long flights, and like he can quote Cool Runnings about the Jamaican bobsled team, but he hasn't seen a billion other mainstream movies.
Well, back in the day, 7 feet would have been an impediment to watching movies because it would have been tough to go to a theater and watch.
He's got to sit in the back. Yeah, he's got to sit in the back or he's got to slouch down.
Well, most of my life hasn't been a problem watching movies.
I know. And you just became a grandfather again. Mazel, Andy.
Mazel. Yes,
Your grandson's name?
His name is Aaron Jaden Cantor.
Middle name spelled?
Jayden.
Is that in the scriptures?
The way we do it, as I've told you, you don't name a child after a living relative. That's why you never hear anybody like Joe Lipchitz Jr. What we do is we take the first letter of the first name. So Aaron is named for my father, Albert, and his middle name is for his grandmother, my son-in-law's grandmother. Great-grandmother would be Aaron's great-grandmother, whose name was Janet. And so they wanted a J name, and given what's happened this fall... They went with Jaden.
So. Get out. So your son-in-law picked Jaden for Jaden Daniels.
Yes, for
the
middle name.
That's fantastic, Andy.
Yeah. So, yeah. We could call him AJ. Yeah.
Mazel, my friend. All right, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, Dave. Take care.
See ya.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.